Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk, stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Finally death came calling for this small town southern man. He said, it's all right, 'cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am, 'cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito speaking out against his Supreme Court colleagues for a ruling that temporarily halts deportation flights under the Alien Enemies Act. Alito sent out his dissent after the High Court agreed to block any additional flights that would deport criminal illegals to a prison in El Salvador. Alito said the court issued the unprecedented and legally questionable ruling without giving lower courts a chance to rule, without hearing from the opposing party, and without providing any explanation. The justice said he refused to join the court's order because he said there's no good reason to think it was needed or appropriate. The Supreme Court issued the ruling without waiting for Alito's dissent. The Kentucky Derby 2 weeks away, several horses already at Churchill Downs for workouts. Run for the Roses, Saturday, May 3rd. This is SRN News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You know what today is?
No, why didn't you tell me?
You don't know?
Today is Earth Day.
Earth Day.
And Earth Day Heist.
Much better than Earth Day.
Earth Day?
Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm Recyclops.
Start a recycling program for Earth Day.
You recycle?
We recycle everything.
Best Earth Day ever. Holla.
Happy Earth Day.
How about some Earth Day entertainment?
All righty, good morning and happy Earth Day. Jeff Duncan checking in to the KOXC Broadcasting Palace. flying solo today. Courtney is out, but I will entertain you for the next couple hours here on the morning show. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for Earth Day. Not a bad day today. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly after 4 o'clock. Otherwise, up until then, sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Winds not too bad out there. Light south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. The rain does come back tonight, though. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly after 7 o'clock. And then looking at the forecast for the rest of the week, all the way through the weekend, it looks like a pretty good chance of rain every day this week. Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. After 1 o'clock there. 70% chance of precip on Wednesday. And we're looking at new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half inch possible Wednesday. Looking to Thursday, showers and thunderstorms again. 70% chance. New rainfall amounts on Thursday, less than a tenth of an inch. Possibly some higher amounts during those thunderstorm hours. Friday, once again, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, you guessed it, chance of showers and thunderstorms. And we don't really clear out a whole lot until we get to Sunday. So get ready this week. It's going to be heavy showers and thunderstorm chances. And that could play havoc for softball and baseball playoff games. So keep it here on KOXE. We will keep you updated on any kind of changes for baseball and softball. Current temps out there right now, 59 in Brady. We're looking at 58 in Abilene. If you're waking up with us in Coleman, 56. And at the airport in Brandwood, 52 degrees. Your sunrise today, 6:58. Your sunset tonight, 8:09. So hang out on the back porch. Make sure you're undercover in case it rains. But just hang out on the back porch and enjoy your evening. First light today, 6:33. That wraps up the weather. It is 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. And coming up on the show, we have Little Texas on the way, Trisha Yearwood. The plant of the week is back. We got the plant of the week is back, and it is a beauty. And I will have that for you coming up next after a couple of tunes. If you want a little tease on the plant of the week before I start to register people, go to our Facebook, not our Facebook page, go to our website, KOXE.com, and just kind of click on the morning show page, and then you'll see a picture of the plant of the week. And believe me, you'll want to qualify for that. 646-1013 is the number. I'll have more details on that and more coming up a little bit later on during the show. Good morning. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Thank God It's Not Monday Tuesday.
101.3 KOXE. There's gold in everything they touch. But all of the work I've done never did amount to much. I don't live what some call the good life, but I've got a good life with you. Some guys have all the
I've got you, and that's enough. thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Christian Yearwood having that perfect love, 6:11 on the Thank God It's Not Monday Tuesday. Jeff Duncan on a solo mission today. Courtney is out 52 at the airport, and your sunrise today is 6:58. So I gave you a little bit of homework earlier. I said go to our website. It's KOXC.com. And then you just kind of want to hover your mouse over the shows. So hover your mouse over the where it says on air. Hover your little mouse over that. Then click on the morning show. And there you will see a beautiful picture of our latest plant of the week. It's a beautiful crepe myrtle. And you could win that just by registering today and tomorrow. The crepe myrtle, known for their showy crepe-like flowers and attractive bark, they are beautiful. They come in a lot of different colors, ranging from pink to purple and red. They're pretty low maintenance for the most part. We actually have two of them in our yard. We have one crepe myrtle bush or tree on the side of the house, and then we have another one in the backyard. Pretty low maintenance. They can thrive in various climates, especially kind of hot, sunny conditions. So perfect for Texas. So our plant of the week this week is the gorgeous, the beautiful crepe myrtle. They come in pink, purple, and red. And for a special price at Trees Forever Nursery, $16.95 for a 5-gallon. Or $34.95 for a 7-gallon. If you don't win it on Wednesday morning during the 8 o'clock hour, head on over to Trees Forever to to buy your crepe myrtle. Again, just go to our website and click down the Morning Show page. It is a really, really pretty plant. And I'm going to take callers right now to register for that beautiful crepe myrtle. 646-1013. 646-1013. If you want to win the beautiful crepe myrtle, give me a caller. I'll register you, and then we'll give it away during the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow morning on the Morning Show. 614 at KOXE. Good morning.
Have you heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC. Connected to the community and connecting you to endless possibilities.
Get ready for some down-home wild fun at the Goldthwait State Championship Barbecue and Go Cook-Off happening at the Goldthwait City Park in Goldthwait. This year, we're turning up the heat with wild hog sacking starting April 26th at 11 a.m. Grab your partner and sign up the morning of. Books open at 10:30. Just $30 per team or $15 for youth teams, ages 13 and under. Top five fastest teams make it to the short go, and the fastest team on two heads takes the win. With 50% jackpot payouts in both youth and open divisions, there's cash and glory up for grabs. Don't miss the cow cutter for the short go and the action-packed competition that'll have the crowd on their feet. For more information, call Jody Sutherland at 325-642-4961. That's Wild Hog Sack in April 26th only at the Goldthwait State Championship Barbecue and Go Cook-Off. Be there or be bacon.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Put a song in this heart of mine, put a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
618 at KOXC. Good morning. Still taking your phone calls for a chance to win that beautiful crepe myrtle. 646-1013 is the number.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I want to make it right. You say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help but wonder what it might be like if I had.
Shenandoah and two dozen crepe myrtles. I mean, two dozen roses. Yeah. Two dozen crepe myrtles just doesn't work in a song. It's hard to rhyme crepe myrtle into a song, isn't it? But I got a lot of people. I got a dozen people at least already registered for that beautiful crepe myrtle. Keep on calling. I'll take your name and number all the way through the morning show. And then we will register more people tomorrow morning in the 6 o'clock hour as well. And then we'll give away that crepe myrtle in 8 o'clock hour. So if you want to see a picture of it or an example of it, just go to our morning show page on KOXC.com. You can see a picture of that beautiful crepe myrtle. On the morning show page, you can also get your country music news. Shannon McCombs, who has been a mover and shaker in Nashville for a long, long time, she has your country music news there. Just click on the button, and you'll get your country music news. You'll get the kind of the lineup of the morning show and a picture of the crepe myrtle and a lot more. And in addition to that, why not? As long as you're, you know, perusing the webs, why don't you go to the Facebook page and play along with the impossible question of the day today. It is good for four Larry Joe Taylor one-day passes for Saturday, the 26th. If you want to go see Larry Joe Taylor, win the impossible question of the day. And here is your question today. According to Reader's Digest, who I didn't know that was still a thing, According to Reader's Digest, this activity in American homes has decreased by over 80% since 1960. What is it? And it is a darn shame, because my mom and dad did this for us when we were growing up, and more people should do this. It's really a shame that this has fallen off the cliff. But get your guests on the Facebook page by 8:30 for a chance to win. For Larry Joe Taylor, one day passes for Saturday's show over in Stephenville. So we're giving away the farm today. We're giving away crepe myrtles. We're giving away Larry Joe Taylor tickets. And for Fact or Fiction today, what are we giving away for Fact or Fiction? We are giving away one free round of golf at the Hideout. So holy cow. We're cleaning out the prize closet at KOXE. Derek Stuckley will be in at the bottom of the hour with your news, your sports, and your weather. And then, of course, we have your menus and Fact or Fiction right around 6:50 today. So keep on calling if you want to win that crepe myrtle, 646-1013.
This is Carrie Harton from A World for Children. We often think of abuse and neglect as something that happens in larger cities far from us. However, did you know that many children from our local neighborhood had to be placed outside of our schools and communities because there aren't enough homes in this area? If you have a heart for children, or wonder if you could make a difference, please stop by A World for Children at 609 Main Street or call us at 325-641-1055. You can check out our website at awfc.org. Together, we can change the world one child at a time.
Gear up, Roundwood Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Need parts? 15% off all month. Time for service? Full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th. The Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
Set you free, would you go with me? gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream.
This is your KOXC News Report for Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Derek Stuckley. At a short meeting Monday morning of the Brown County Commissioner's Court, Precinct 2 Constable Troy Henderson announced that he plans to retire on May 30th. Henderson, who was re-elected in 2024, explained that he did not intend to run for re-election last year, but no one else filed to run for the position. He then filed for re-election, but even then planned to work only through May 2025 because he's eligible for retirement in June. Henderson has been looking for someone to take over the job after May, but without success so far. The commissioners will have to appoint someone to the job to serve the remainder of 2025 and all of 2026, with a position up for election again in November 2026. To serve as a constable in Precinct 2, the individual must live in Precinct 2 and must be a certified peace officer. Anyone interested should contact County Judge Shane Britton. In other business, commissioners agreed to leave the burn ban off for now. County Auditor Jennifer Robinson discussed the renewal of Brown County's membership in NACO, the National Association of Counties. Robinson said the county joined NACO several years ago to take advantage of some benefits being offered at the time, but recently the county has not received any benefits nor been active in NACO. The annual membership dues are $752. The commissioners decided to take no action and to allow the county's membership in NACO to expire. At last week's meeting, commissioners opened bids for materials and services related to road maintenance. All bids were approved. The various categories and bidders are as follows. Bulk hauling went to Diamond P Aggregates, Mobley Construction, and Zach Burkett Company. Road materials went to Zach Burkett Company, LaQuay Ranch, Vulcan Materials, and Diamond P Aggregates. Paving and seal coating went to Martin Earthworks, Grider Paving, Mobley Construction, and Carlisle Fencing and Dozer Services. Hot and cold mix went to Unique Paving Materials. Asphalt and emulsions went to P2 Emulsions, Aragon Asphalt and Emulsions, Inc., and Wright Asphalt Products. Blasting and crushing went to Dorado Construction Group, and crushed stone went to Vulcan Materials. The City of Early will be hosting its Smart City Expo on Thursday, April 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald Park. This is your chance to meet the dedicated team that keeps the City of Early running and learn more about the services that support the community. Plus, it's a thrilling experience for kids, as they can explore an exciting lineup of city vehicles, including fire trucks, police cars, tractors, trash trucks, street sweepers, and more. Come hungry and enjoy delicious food while taking part in this fun, family-friendly event. Community partners joining the City of Early are AriVac with Aircraft, Comanche Electric Co-op, TxDOT's Behavioral Traffic Safety Section, T-Mobile of Brownwood, West Central Texas Council of Governments, Aging and Disability Resource Center, Welch Brothers, and the food truck will be provided by Pogue Farm. Howard Payne University recently recognized 4 students at its annual Servant Leadership Awards Chapel for their servant leadership on campus and in the community. Those honored were Bradley Aubrey of Midland, Patricia Garibay Bartolo of Nolanville, Luke Moss of Brownwood, and Evangeline Scolot of New Braunfels. Moss and Scolot were each awarded the Howard Payne University Servant Leadership Award. Aubrey and Garibay Bartolo were each presented the Dr. Nate Tracy Servant Leadership Award. Award recipients are selected from nominations made by HPU personnel and students. Established in 2007 by HPU through the generosity of the Moore Foundation and the Barney II Foundation, the HPU Servant Leadership Award recognizes exemplary junior-level students in the areas of leadership and service. A $1,000 scholarship is provided to each recipient of the award. Applications are being accepted for admission to HPU for the fall 2025 semester. To apply, visit hputx.edu/apply. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at koxe.com.
This is Denise Hudson-Brown with the City of Early, and I'm excited to invite you to the Smart City Expo on April 24th from 4 to 7 at McDonald Park. Get ready to meet the dedicated men and women who work tirelessly to make our city a fantastic place to live, work, and play. Want to check out the fire department's impressive new ladder truck? It'll be on display. Curious about updates on the town center development? We've got those too. Plus, if you have any questions about city finances or how your water bill is calculated, we're here with those answers too. This annual event is perfect for all ages. Our departments and community partners have come together to create an engaging experience that not only helps you understand how your city operates, but also gives kids a chance to explore fire trucks, police vehicles, city equipment, and more. Enjoy delicious food from Pogue Farms, participate in interactive activities, and have a blast with your family. So mark your calendars for April 24th from 4 to 7 at McDonald Park for our annual Smart City Expo. We can't wait to see you there. Don't miss out.
This is your Tuesday KOC Sports Report. Bi-district softball playoff pairings have been finalized for local teams as the Brownwood Lady Lions will face San Angelo Lakeview in a best-of-three series with Game 1 at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at Lakeview and Games 2 and 3, if needed, in Brownwood at 10 a.m. Saturday. The Early Lady Horns will face Henrietta in a one-game playoff at Weatherford College at 6 p.m. Friday. The Bangs Lady Dragons will meet Holly in a best-of-three series with Game 1 Friday at 3 p.m. and Games 2 and 3, if needed, Saturday at 11:30 a.m., all at Abilene Christian University. And Coleman will beat Stanford in a one-game playoff at 7 p.m. Thursday, also at ACU. The UIL Track and Field State Championship schedule has been released, and the 22 combined entrants from Brown County will compete at the following times. In Class 4A, on Thursday, May 1st, Brownwood's Hannah Dean will compete in the girls' high jump at 9 a.m., Brownwood's Kaya Phillips will compete in the girls' long jump at 10:45 a.m., the Lady Lions 4x100 relay will run at 5 p.m., the Lady Lions 4x200 relay runs at 6:40 p.m. Brownwood's Kate Tindall runs in the 300-meter hurdles at 7:35 p.m. Kaya Phillips is back in action in the girls' 200 meters at 7:55 p.m. And the Lady Lions 4x400 relay runs at 8:45 p.m. In Class 3A action on Thursday, May the 1st, Early's Camden Myers competes in the boys' high jump at 11:30 a.m. And Early's Jamie Vassar competes in the girls' shot put at 12:30 p.m. Then on Friday, May 2nd, in Class 2A action, Bangs' Casey Solis competes in the girls' long jump at 9 a.m. Solis is then back in action in the triple jump at 1 p.m. The Lady Dragons 4x100 relay runs at 5 p.m. And the Bangs girls 4x200 relay runs at 6:40 p.m. The state meet wraps up on Saturday, May 3rd, with Class 1A, as Zephyr's Kirsten King competes in the girls' long jump at 9 a.m. Zephyr's Aaron Fagan runs in the boys' 3,200 meters at 9:15 a.m. Zephyr's Ronnie McLean is in action at 11 a.m. in the girls' pole vault. May's Kobe Morris will take part in the boys' discus at 11 a.m. Zephyr's Haley Eason competes in the girls' triple jump at 1 p.m. Zephyr's Avery Stevens runs in the girls' 100-meter hurdles at 5:45 p.m. May's Ben Harrell competes in the boys' 400 meters at 7 p.m. Zephyr's Ronnie McLean is back in action in the girls' 300-meter hurdles at 7:35 p.m. And Blanket's Cannon Kensing rounds out the action in the boys' 200 meters at 7:55 p.m. In baseball action today, the Brownwood Lions visit Mineral Wells at 7 p.m. looking to keep their hold on fourth place and the final playoff berth in the District 6-4A standings. The Lions have a one-game lead over Stephenville and Glenrose for the final playoff spot from 6-4A, with two district games remaining. Tonight's contest can be heard on KOXE, KOXE.com, and the KOXE app. Also tonight in baseball action, Early visits Peaster, Bangs hosts Cisco, and May travels to Cross Plains. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXE.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round Champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your Big Country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Rise and shine, Brownwood. It's time to start your day the delicious way at Grazed and Confused. Whether you're craving fluffy, crunchy cakes, sizzling bacon, or a hot, fresh cup of coffee that hits just right, we've got you covered. Made-to-order breakfast sandwiches? Check. Fancy pants French toast? You bet. And don't forget, our coffee is always brewed fresh and bottomless. So skip the drive-thru and join us for a real homemade breakfast that will keep you smiling all day long. Stop by Grazed and Confused, right in the heart of downtown Brownwood. Open Monday through Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 9. We'll save you a seat. Good morning start at Grazed and Confused. See you at breakfast.
The following are today's obituaries. A funeral service for Diana Lee Tate, 82, of Brady, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Leatherwood Memorial Chapels in Brady. Interment will follow at Rest Haven Cemetery in Brady. Diana Lee Tate passed away Tuesday, April 15th. A graveside funeral service for Annie Merle Morris will be held at 2 p.m. today at Santa Ana Cemetery. Henderson Funeral Home of Santa Ana is in charge of arrangements. Annie Merle Morris passed away Wednesday, April 16th. A funeral service for Joanne Hopper Galt, 87, of Pretty, will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Zion Lutheran Church in Pretty. Interment will follow at St. John's Cemetery in Pretty. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today at Heartland Funeral Home in Early. Joanne Hopper Galt passed away Friday, April 17th. A funeral service for Dorothy Carnes, 75, of Goldthwaite, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at Stacy Wilkins Funeral Home in Goldthwaite. Interment will follow at Center City Cemetery in Center City. Visitation will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at the funeral home. Dorothy Carnes passed away Wednesday, April 16th. A funeral service for Peggy Ann Threet, 71, will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Heartland Funeral Home. Visitation will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday at the funeral home. Peggy Ann Threet passed away Friday, April 18th. A graveside memorial service for Bobby Ray Roberts, 85, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Odessa. Blaylock Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Bobby Ray Roberts passed away Tuesday, April 15th. A graveside funeral service for Jimmy Don Poe, 79, of Early, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Blanket Cemetery. Brownwood Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Jimmy Don Poe passed away Sunday, April 13th. A memorial service for Roland Howard Finch, 71, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at the Church of Christ in Brownwood. Gerdner Funeral Home of Abilene is in charge of arrangements. Roland Howard Finch passed away Saturday, April 19th. A celebration of life for Patricia Willems, 70, of Brady, will be held at 3 p.m. Saturday at Sunset Ridge Church of Christ in Brady. Leatherwood Memorial Chapels in Brady is in charge of arrangements. Patricia Willems passed away Wednesday, April 9th.
Need flowers? Call Davis Floral. Davis Floral is one of those businesses that has stood the test of time since 1907. So if you need flowers, you call Davis Floral at 325-646-9595. Davis Floral has all kinds of potted plants and cut flowers for you to choose from. Need flowers? Call 325-646-9595. Davis Floral also does bouquets for weddings and arrangements and sprays for funerals. Spring is here, so make someone's day special with a spring bouquet. Call 325-646-9595. Davis Floral in downtown Brentwood.
Songbird Lodge offers private rehabilitation rooms for skilled nursing patients, providing physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We also accommodate long-term care patients, accept Medicaid pending, and offer varied menu options for loved ones. Contact us at 325-646-4750 for all of your long-term care and skilled nursing needs. Check out Songbird Lodge.
Your Tuesday weather forecast is brought to you by Southwest Appliance and Furniture. Rain is in the forecast for the rest of the week, as after a high of 86 today under mostly sunny skies with wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour out of the south, tonight calls for a 60% chance of showers and storms with a low of 60. Wednesday's rain chances stand at 70% during the day with a high of 80, and the rain chances decline to 40% Wednesday night with a low of 62. Then on Thursday, the chance for showers and storms during the day is currently at 80% with a high of 80 degrees, and Thursday night's rain chances are at 60% with a low of 61. The rain chances continue into the weekend as Friday calls for a 40% chance of showers and storms with a high of 85 and a 20% chance of rain Friday night with a low of 62. Saturday currently features a 30% chance of rain with a high of 81 and a low of 63 Saturday night. Come Sunday, the rain chances are gone with a high of 87 expected, and Monday calls for a high of 90 degrees under partly sunny skies.
Thank you, Derek. We're looking at 644 right now on a Tuesday morning, and Chef Duncan flying solo today. Courtney not feeling well, but hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. Current temps around the area, 59s in Brady and Abilene. Coleman shows 54 right now, and at the airport in Brandywood, we still show 52 degrees. Your sunrise today, 658. That is about 14 minutes from now, and your sunset tonight is 8:09. Coming up just around the corner, we have your lunch and your breakfast menus brought to you by Dairy Queen, and the Section Hand is going to bring you fact or fiction, all that on the way.
need to tell her that I've thought the whole thing through, and now it's clear that she is what I should have held on to. They say hindsight's 20/20, but I'm nearly going blind from staring at her photograph and wishing she was mine. It's that same old lost love story. It's sad, but it's true. There was a time when she was mine in 1982. Postman, can you sell me a special kind of stamp? One to send a letter from this crazy lonely man back into the wasted years of my living past. I need to tell her now I know how long my love will last. They say hindsight's 20/20, but I'm nearly going blind from staring at her photograph and wishing she was mine. It's that same old lost love story. It's sad, but it's true. There was a time when she was mine in 1982. Losing my mind, going back in time to 1982.
Randy Travis on your country leader, KOXC. The song is 1982. That was actually released in 1985. It was a top five hit for him way back in 1985. 6:51 at KOXC. Oh, yeah, when you hear that music, you know it's time for your lunch and your breakfast menus, brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen, 1620 Austin Avenue. 99-cent drinks until 10 a.m. They have so many great breakfast choices for people on the move. They have breakfast taquitos over at Dairy Queen, breakfast sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit. It's your choice. Dine in or to go, Dairy Queen will always treat you right. So let's start the menu today with Zephyr, ISD Zephyr for breakfast today. You are going to have breakfast pizza or cereal with graham crackers, fruit juice, and milk. Lunch in Zephyr, chicken tacos with charro beans, carrots, salsa, and hot cinnamon apples. Let's see, mosey on over to May ISD for breakfast. It's eggs, potatoes, cheese, and toast with some fruit. And lunch in May today, popcorn chicken with corn, a roll, broccoli and cheese, and apple slices. At the Brandwood Senior Citizen Center today, let's see what you're going to have for lunch. It's tasty today. It's always tasty, but today's a stuffed bell pepper with yellow squash, tossed salad, a roll, and some cobbler. And your activity today, it's a craft day at the Senior Citizen Center, 9:30 a.m., painting with Glenda over there today. Moving on over to Blanket ISD today. For breakfast and blanket, you're going to have a breakfast burrito with hash browns, juice, fruit, and milk. Lunch and blanket consists of a delicious Frito pie with pinto beans, veggie cup with some ranch, pineapple, dessert, and milk. Over at Early ISD, turning those horns loose today, you're going to have French toast with sausage for breakfast today, or a Dutch waffle with sausage, 100% fruit juice, and a milk variety, of course. And lunch in Early today, nachos grande. I can't do it like Courtney. I can't roll my R's like Courtney does. Nachos grande. That's not too bad. Or a French bread pizza along with salsa, beans, cucumbers, pears, and an ice cream cup. And rounding out our menus today, down in Brooksmith for breakfast, it's stuffed bagel with cheese. Stuffed bagel with a cheese stick, I should say. Fruit juice and milk. And for lunch in Brooksmith, it's pizza with carrots, broccoli, and fruit. Holy cow, that's a big stack of menus. Those are your menus today, brought to you by our friends over at Dairy Queen.
It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
It is time for Fact or Fiction, and it's brought to you, of course, by the Section Hand. Great breakfast at Section Hand. They open up in about 5 minutes from now, 7 o'clock, for breakfast at the Section Hand. Also, don't forget the delicious daily specials. They have an amazing breakfast over there at the Section Hand. Check them out. Section Hand, bringing you Fact or Fiction today. And for Fact or Fiction, we are going to play for one free round of golf at the Hideout. How awesome is that? If you're a golfer or you know someone who's a golfer, play along with Fact or Fiction today. The winner gets one free round of golf at the Hideout if you're the winner for Fact or Fiction. Again, as always, if you've won in the past 2 weeks, you can't win again for another 2 weeks, but feel free to play. We always want you to play. All right. Phone number for Fact or Fiction, 646-1013. And your question today for Fact or Fiction is, butterflies taste things with their wings. Fact or fiction? Butterflies taste things with their wings. Is that fact or fiction? 646-1013, 646-1013. The phone number you're playing for a round of golf at the Hideout today, 646-1013. On the way, Carrie Underwood coming up. I got Garth Brooks lined up as well. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, KOXC.
Good morning. I think that's fiction.
Fiction. I got you down for fiction. And who is this?
Denise Castillo.
Thank you, Denise. Appreciate the call. You have a great day.
Yes.
All right. Denise has fiction. I'm going fiction as well. It seems a little odd to me. Again, fact or fiction today. Butterflies taste things with their wings. Is that fact or fiction? 646-1013. Playing for a free round of golf at the Hideout. And you can probably say hi to Courtney out there as well. That's even a bonus. Good morning, KOXC. Fact or fiction?
It's fiction, but I can't win.
Well,
I got tickets to pick up.
Thank you for calling. No, I got you down for fiction. Have a blessed day. Good morning, KOXC. Is it fact or fiction for you?
I think it's fact.
You're going to go fact. And who is this?
Joyce Mullins.
Joyce? Thank you, Joyce. Yes. Got you down for fact.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So Denise has got fiction. Pat says fiction. Joyce is going fact. I have fiction as well. The question again, butterflies taste things with their wings, fact or fiction? And the answer is actually false. It is fiction. It's even stranger than that. Butterflies taste with their feet. Butterflies taste with their feet. How crazy is that? So it is fiction, and Denise is our big winner today. Denise, you win a free round of golf at the Hideout. Congratulations. Stop by and pick up that pass here at the radio station. We're open between usually about 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So, Denise, you're the big winner today of a free round of golf at the Hideout. You can probably stop by and say hi to Courtney as well. 657 at KOXE. I got your SRN news at the top of the hour. It'll be a roll into the 7 o'clock hour on Earth Day.
Somewhere
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 7-2 Supreme Court ruling pauses Trump administration deportations of illegal aliens suspected of gang involvement. That order is coming under fire from some legal scholars who say the high court broke its own rules by issuing the order before lower courts had a chance to chime in. Harvard is suing the Trump administration for withholding more than $2 billion worth of aid, citing the university's alleged refusal to enact changes aimed at combating anti-Semitism. At the Vatican, the first steps now being taken to choose a successor to the late Pope Francis. Meanwhile, the Pope's funeral has been scheduled for Saturday. It will take place at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. To avoid higher tariffs, Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche says it will invest $50 billion in the U.S. in the coming 5 years. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 312 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
You know what today is?
No, why don't you tell me?
You don't know? Today is Earth Day.
Earth Day. And Earth Day Ice.
Much better than Earth Day.
Earth Day?
Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm Recyclops.
Start a recycling program for Earth Day.
You recycle?
You recycle everything.
Best Earth Day ever. Holla.
Happy Earth Day.
How about some Earth Day entertainment?
Good morning and happy Earth Day as we roll into the 7 o'clock hour on KOXC. It is Jeff and Courtney, the big show, just minus Courtney today. A little under the weather, so I am flying solo today on Earth Day. Now, I am all for Earth Day. I'm all for celebrating the Earth and taking care of it. But back where I come from, or came from, Portland, Oregon, they get a little nuts in Portland on Earth Day and recycling. Typically, there are like 4 or maybe even 5 different colored garbage cans that everybody gets. You got to recycle everything differently. So, like, the paper goes in one thing. The glass goes in one thing, the tin goes in another, and something else goes in another. And they will actually send out people to check your garbage can to make sure you're doing it right. So a little off the rails in Portland, but happy to be here in Brownwood, Texas, no doubt about it. Happy Earth Day. We should take care of the Earth, of course. Maybe just not that crazy. 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, checking the weather forecast. Rain in the forecast all the way through Saturday night. Today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 o'clock in the afternoon today. Otherwise, sunny skies, 87 today. Could have some winds increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Current temps, 59s in Brady and Abilene, 54 in Coleman. Brownwood at the airport, 52 degrees. We haven't moved a whole lot. It stayed at 52 for at least an hour. Your sunrise has already happened at 6:58, and your sunset tonight is 8:09. In the hour number one for Fact or Fiction, we gave away a round of free golf at the Hideout. Denise won that. And for the impossible question of the day today, we're giving away 4 day passes to Larry Joe Taylor this weekend on Saturday. So hit up the Facebook page and check out your chance to win 4 passes to see Larry Joe Taylor this weekend. The question of the day for the impossible question is, according to Reader's Digest, I guess that's still a thing. I had no idea. According to Reader's Digest, this activity in American homes has decreased by over 80% since 1960. It is really a shame, too. Get your guests in by 8:30 for a chance to win those Larry Joe Taylor tickets. Also, in the 6 o'clock hour, I took a bunch of people, and we registered to win that beautiful, beautiful crepe myrtle, because the crepe myrtle is our plant of the week. Go to our website. It's KLXC.com. Click on the Morning Show page, and you can see a picture of the crepe myrtle. It is gorgeous. The crepe myrtle is the plant of the week, and I'm still taking phone calls to register, 646-1013. If you want to win the crepe myrtle, 646-1013. If you don't win it on Wednesday, have no fear. A special sale price at Trees Forever Nursery. $16.95 for a 5-gallon, $34.95 for a 7-gallon. But you can register now, 646-1013. We're giving away that crepe myrtle in the 7 or the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Jake Owen coming up. And got a story after Jake Owen. Odd story. The 10 states with the highest likelihood of an alien abduction. And Texas is on that list. We'll talk about that coming up next.
I don't see you laugh. You don't call me back. But kiss me when you're drunk. I don't know your friends. Don't know where you've been. Why are you one I won't? So put your lips up to my mouth and tell me you can't stay. Don't slip your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say it doesn't matter, cause
Paw Patrol, it's up to my mouth and tell me you can't stay. Don't slip your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say it doesn't matter, cause it's gonna matter to me. I can't be alone if you got me out on the edge every time. Up to my mouth and tell me you can't stay. Don't slip your hand under my shirt and tell me it's okay. Don't say you love me cause you know you're gonna love me and leave. I can't be alone and you got me out on the edge every time you call. And I know it would kill me if I fall. I can't be. Kiss me when you're drunk.
That's Jake Owen, KOXE, 13 after 7 on a Tuesday, and Jeff Duncan flying solo today. Courtney not feeling well. Hopefully, Courtney will be back tomorrow. 7:25, we're still doing birthdays, of course, so get those calls into me, 646-1013. Also, check out the Facebook page for the impossible question of the day. I took a couple phone calls recently, and yeah, it's really a shame that this has decreased by 80% since 1960. This is kind of a big deal, I think. So get your guests on the Facebook page for a chance to win 4 passes to see Larry Joe Taylor on Saturday. That big thing is going on all week. So I talked about the 10 states with the highest likelihood of an alien abduction. Recently, it was Alien Abduction Day, which I guess is a thing. So a website put out a list of the states with the highest likelihood of an alien abduction. To do it, they analyzed data from the National UFO Reporting Center, who knew that was a thing, and other digital media reports. They didn't actually consult any aliens, I don't think, but here's your list. They found that California, to no surprise, has the highest likelihood of being abducted by aliens. There's a UFO sighting in California for every 1,075 people. I think most of the state of California is a bunch of aliens, Southern California at least. So here is your list of top 10 from 10. The 10 highest states with the highest likelihood of alien abductions, Nevada is 10th. I thought they were going to be a little higher because isn't Nevada home to Area 51? So I thought Nevada might be a little higher. Nevada's 10. Colorado comes in at 9. Arizona is 8. Pennsylvania is 7. Texas comes in 6th. The 10 states with the highest likelihood of alien abduction, Texas comes in 6th. That's crazy. New York is 5th. Oregon is 4th, my previous home state. Florida is 3rd. Washington is 2. And California comes in number 1, the state with the highest chance of being abducted by aliens. So really the West Coast is covered well. Washington, Oregon, and California. No surprise, because they're kind of, a lot of alien or a lot of UFO sightings in Washington, Oregon, and California. So there's your list, and Texas comes in the 6th spot. All right, crazy. 7:15 at KOXE, birthdays on the way.
Get ready for a night of incredible music at the Brownwood Lyric Theater. On Saturday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m., Texas Cellos takes the stage, blending classical masterpieces with modern favorites in a performance that's both breathtaking and unforgettable. Tickets are $30 for adults and $20 for students, a great deal for world-class entertainment right here in town. Part of the Dale Wheelis Memorial Concert Series, sponsored by Dan Hill Containers. Get your tickets now at brownwoodlyrictheater.com or at the box office.
It goes without saying, Good Samaritan Ministries would not exist without the assistance of our faithful volunteers. From the food pantry to the resale store, at the donation center, or with programs like Food for Thought and the Mobile Food Pantries, your contributions are invaluable. Thank you for donating your time, talents, and treasures to our community. You help us ensure that we fulfill our mission to proclaim the gospel in both word and deed to all people in need in Brown County.
Chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
always be moved to start to breathe.
And darling, now I guess it's time that I let go of that dream. Would you meet me in Montana? I want to see the mountains in your eyes. Oh, oh, I've had all of this life I can handle. Meet me underneath that big Montana sky. Well, we're stuck here in these hills that they call mountains.
Dan Seals, Maria Osmond, Meet Me in Montana. You know, that might just be almost a perfect song. Just musically, lyrically, everything about it. Just a great tune. 725. And with that, it is time for birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by our good friends over at Fuzzy's Taco Shop. You know what I always say? Get the taco plate. It is phenomenal. Lime rice is outstanding. The charro beans, just decadent. Fuzzy's, bringing you our birthdays today. Love the taco plate at Fuzzy's. Good morning, KOXE.
Good morning. That is, I think, a perfect song.
Is.
Today is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. So thank a bus driver whenever you see them out there. And happy birthday to Fred Kelly from Jen Evett. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks.
All right. 725, like I said, just about to turn 726. I got a couple birthdays here. Happy birthday, Don Bratton, turning 68, we think. Don, happy birthday. Don Bratton, happy birthday today. It's from your loving son, Bronco. And also, I took this one off the voicemail, and our voicemail sometimes is a little scratchy. So I hope I got this correct. If not, please give me a call and correct it. Happy birthday to Ariana Pena Garcia. She is turning 15 today, the big 1-5. Ariana Pena Garcia, turning 15. That is from Grandma and Grandpa. Still got time for a couple birthdays, 646-1013. And then I got your dad joke of the day coming up to wrap things up. Courtney, hopefully, will be back. She's just a little under the weather today. Hopefully, she's back tomorrow. That'll do it. Birthdays and anniversaries today brought to you by our friends over at Fuzzy's Taco Shop.
Hey, guys. This is Megan McCrane with Fuzzy's Taco Shop. Life is expensive. We get it. That's why we're bringing you our kids' taco plate for $1.99 every Sunday after 2 p.m. Tacos are our thing, so you know we make them with only the freshest ingredients. Our kids' taco plate comes with your choice of taco, side, snack, and drink, all for $1.99. Every Sunday after 2 p.m., $1.99 kids' taco plate for kids 12 and under. No limit. Come see us in downtown Brownwood at
Fuzzy Taco Shop.
Some people think the daily moves of the market make stress inevitable when it comes to investing, but it doesn't have to be this way. Hi, I'm Zane Barnes, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 500 Early Boulevard. One stress reducer is to have a plan and stick with it during the market's ups and downs. Here's another. Periodically rebalance your investments to align with your needs and risk comfort, and have a good financial advisor to sit down and talk to. Contact me today at 325-641-ZANE. That's 641-9263. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
time to wrap things up with your dad joke of the day. Before we get to that, I wanted to mention that we're going to register more people tomorrow to win that beautiful crepe myrtle from Trees Forever Nursery. I registered 16 listeners today. 16. We're going to get some tomorrow as well. Trees Forever Nursery, the beautiful crepe myrtle is a plant of the week. They come in beautiful colors like pink and purple and red, and they are very low maintenance, to be honest. We don't do a lot with ours, and they're just beautiful year after year. Low maintenance crepe myrtle, they can thrive in climates, especially those hot, sunny conditions, so Texas. So the crepe myrtle is perfect for Texas. And if you don't win it tomorrow, have no fear. You can buy the crepe myrtle at Trees Forever Nursery at a great price, a sale price, $16.95 for a 5-gallon or a $34.95 price for a 7-gallon. You can get that. It's the plant of the week through April 26th, and we will give it away. We'll give away one tomorrow in the 8 o'clock.